Holidays bring about many things, including excitement, stress, and the real versus fake Christmas tree debate. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays. Today is Monday, December 13th. Though the winter is a happy time for many, it can also bring overwhelming anxiety and stress. Bridget Nagel spoke to community members about how the most wonderful time of the year affects them.
The holiday season is often associated with joy, Christmas songs, bright decorations, and spending time with family. But beneath all that, what can often go unspoken is the stress the season carries with it. Whether it's paying for gifts, taking care of children, or organizing gatherings, the responsibility that comes with the joy of the holidays can be difficult to manage, and COVID restrictions have only added another layer to these struggles. Junior Chloe Price says holiday stress has affected both her and her family this year.
I think it affected my schoolwork because I have to balance school and work, so I have to worry about like finals and stuff, and I also have to worry about money because I want to get gifts for my family and friends, but I have to pay my mom back for some vet bills.
Price says that as well as schoolwork, COVID restrictions have made the season harder, limiting contact with family and friends.
I would say the peak of stress is when like it's getting really close to Christmas and plans haven't been like officially confirmed, or like when presents haven't like come yet, so yeah.
Carrie and Bill Palm have two daughters, both of them younger than 10 and experiencing the influence of the pandemic on the holidays. Over the years, the family has established countless holiday traditions with their kids, from Christmas movies to lawn decorations, but they agree that there are struggles that come with it.
Yeah, I think the biggest stress is probably trying to, with work, to get everything in order.
They say that this year, though they can reach extended family pretty easily, they've had more difficulty spending time with friends. Aside from that, though, they do say that COVID restrictions have allowed them more time as a family this year.
It's because we got a ton of family time because we have a lot of traditions. We have family advent calendars that have been passed down and things like that. So with the kids, actually, we sort of got more time, I think, for
more
that.
Like in-house time. Yeah,
yeah. More family time, yeah. To do all that. And we always watch Christmas movies and sing Christmas songs and all that stuff, yeah.
Though stress, of course, varies between families and lifestyles, it's important to understand the pressures the season can bring while staying safe this year. This is Bridget Nagel for BlueDevilHub.com.
A big part of stress can be lack of sleep, an issue plaguing people everywhere. But Julian Dunn investigates why sleep is so important, especially for young people.
It's no secret that we all don't get enough sleep. Each student has a different set of priorities that keep them from getting enough shut-eye and being ready for the next day. Local licensed marriage and family therapist and a graduate of Davis Senior High School, Bonnie Miller, weighed in on the topic.
Right, you guys need more sleep. You guys are going through a major brain pruning is what it's called right now. So you're pruning away all the stuff that you don't need anymore in order to reestablish better connection with all the stuff you've learned to do. Your prefrontal cortex is still developing up until you're like 25 years old. So that you need a lot of power and rest to be able to do all of that.
DHS psych teacher Miss Ista spoke on the routine she has her psych students do to keep track of their sleep.
So as part of the unit on sleep that we do, students keep a 2-week sleep journal, and it's pretty detailed. They keep track of when they go to sleep every night, when they wake up in the morning, how many times they wake up at night, what wakes them up, how long they were awake during the night.
Junior Oliver Mahoney says he struggles finding enough time to rest between hard classes and school clubs.
Just getting back to the full 7 periods a day and like just time management, because last year was pretty easy, like 4 classes at most, and your time management was very minimal. And just balancing your social life and then on top of your homework is hard for me, because I like seeing my friends at the same time with my 2 AP classes and my 2 honors classes. Just getting all that homework in is just been hard to balance those two aspects.
With finals week right in front of us, each of them shared advice to prepare and get better sleep.
Healthy movement, whatever that looks like for someone, whether it's a long walk or running or dance, or you're getting outside, especially in sunlight, and you're moving, that's going to help you sleep at night.
And the best thing you can do for performance on an exam like a final is to get enough sleep and not to cram all night, right? That the brain is going to process and consolidate that learning overnight, and you'll perform better the next day if you get enough sleep.
Definitely next week I'm not going to be using my phone at all, because it's finals week, and like as a junior it's my first like actual final at the high school, so I want to be on topic on just school.
For Blue Devil Hub, I'm Julian Dunn.
On the more festive side of things, a tradition for families who celebrate Christmas is the acquiring and decoration of a tree. Layla Bulkin reports on the decision between real and fake trees for the community.
Holiday season is here, meaning it's time to take out the decorations. The people of Davis have to make a decision of the best environmental choice between an artificial or real Christmas tree. Real trees are easy to care for. All you have to do is water it. Normally you can compost your tree, however, there are some factors that people need to consider when decorating. Many people decide to flock their tree, meaning that they make their tree look like it's dusted with snow using a plastic spray. Conservation coordinator Jennifer Gilbert talks about the effects of flocking.
The problem with that is, again, once you cover your tree in plastic, you cannot compost it. Your tree, at the end of the holidays, you have to put it in the trash. It's usually the tree goes on top of your car or in the back of a truck. And as your car is driving from the tree farm to your home, little bits of plastic from that tree will be blowing off onto the road and surrounding area, and you'll be littering your hallway the whole way home. So instead of jingle all the way, it's a litter all the way. And we don't like to see that.
Many students enjoy the smell of a real Christmas tree and the feeling it brings to them and their family. Sophomore Grace Smithline gets Christmas trees every year with her family.
I like the smell of Christmas trees. I think it's more fun to like cut your own tree down and be able to decorate it. It feels like more like your own tree instead of like a fake one.
However, real trees can be very expensive. By getting an artificial tree, you can save money because you can buy it once and it lasts many years. However, there are some cons to buying an artificial tree.
But it's plastic. I mean, there's a lot of manufacturing emissions that go into making a tree. And then, of course, once you're done with your tree, like say the lights stop working and you don't want to use your artificial tree anymore, it can't be recycled. It has to go into the trash.
So when you're buying your Christmas tree this year, try to think ahead of what you're going to do when the holidays are over.
You know, our choices of what we buy actually has a huge effect on the environment, and making good choices can have a big impact.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Layla Bulkin reporting.
Now that it's wintertime, Yolo County schools have been back in session for nearly a semester. Sochi Armien talked to some Davis High students about how well teachers and students have been following COVID guidelines on campus.
For the most part, Davis High does a good job of wearing masks and following the DJUSD COVID guidelines. The California Department of Public Health requires masks to be worn at all times indoors in K-12 schools and childcare regardless of vaccination status. Despite this, some students and teachers still don't take mask wearing seriously. Junior Stacy Diaz has seen students indoors without masks on.
I feel it's really dangerous because even if COVID doesn't affect them as much, they could still risk spreading it.
The issue of wearing masks gets complicated when students don't wear their masks correctly, Junior Zoe Yonolinas says.
I mean, I think there's a lot more kids that don't wear masks outside, which I don't think is a huge problem, but I definitely see kids with like half masks on or like not even real masks, like ski masks that aren't like at all protecting them or anyone else. And I mean, that's really stupid that they're doing that.
Wearing a mask below the nose or using a neck gaiter does not protect sufficiently against COVID-19, and professionals suggest wearing medical masks or cloth masks with multiple layers. As far as teachers following the COVID guidelines, Yonolina says that they do a better job than students.
Most teachers wear their mask correctly and they have the right mask. I've seen like a few substitutes that don't wear a mask or they have it like not on properly, but not that often.
Junior Ariana Verdugo has teachers who don't always wear masks.
Yes. Okay. So I walk into my class and sometimes he has his mask on, and then during the lesson or whatever, he takes it off and he just never puts it back on.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Sochi Larmien reporting.
You can check out the Hub on Instagram at BlueDevilHub and on Twitter at DHSHub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Daniel Ruiz Jimenez writes our theme music. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Moon. Stay safe, have a good week, and we will see you next time.